is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
But you say he just a friend.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Oh, what a great song. Live down by the riverside. Arthur Lee has no idea what he just got himself into. He doesn't even know his headsets were on, but just so you know, if Josh Donaldson of the Yankees, as starting third baseman, hits 30 more home runs this year, I told Justin you would provide Justin with oral in front of Macy's on Christmas morning.
I just got in.
Well, you didn't hear that, but Leslie did, and the girl that works here was adorable, by the way. And so everybody was laughing, and then now you know why they were laughing. So, are you okay with that deal?
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to take off for the team.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's nice. That's nice to know.
Talking about choking, by the way, Alex.
All right, settle down. My goodness.
You got to be kidding me.
Come on. Well, it is. Today happens to be National Choking Awareness Day. So what a perfect way to start this conversation, right? On a serious note, though, you saved what now? 800 people? 800?
Yeah. 802. When I woke up this morning and I was headed over here, we saved an 8-month-old. So
just this morning?
Yeah, just this morning. And the mom wrote, you know, thank God it saved my son's life. And walking in here to see you that supported me and always been there to voice it, it was kind of a gift to both of us that I sit in here, right now, and tell you right before I came in.
Wow, we saved that's great. Yeah. Now, first of all, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Because you're handsome. Not because you created some great product. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But you got a great tan. Deal. You dress nicely. But you did create a great product, and it's fascinating how you did this. So tell everybody about that, because at the end of the day, when you get your life back, go to lifeback.net and get it. It's this little device. It's not heavy. It doesn't take up space in your house, and it saves lives every day.
Well, the goal was to make, you know, I'd be a parent that was panicking. I wanted something super simple. So it's a little plunger. You push it, you pull it, it creates suction, and it removes the object. And now, you know, today is all about the fact that 5,000 people a year choke to death, one child every 5 days, and we're fighting that battle to eliminate it. No one's ever eliminated a cause of death, you know?
Right. And I mean, the people have learned to do the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, the problem is don't always work.
Right.
And
they don't know how to do it. Like, for example, my wife, we went to Peter Luger once, true story, and they make very big shrimp. They call the thing colossal shrimp. And it got stuck in her throat. And Danielle started to make her way towards the bathroom. She completely freaked out. She was choking, turning all different. And me, I'm sitting there, and I don't know what. I'm scared to death, didn't know what to do. Thank God she hit the floor, choked, and it came out. But to be honest, I was worthless because I was scared to death and didn't have an apparatus. Like, Lifeback, I'm not going to do the Heimlich maneuver. If I had a Lifeback right there, never would have been an issue.
Well, you know, I could just feel you, that feeling, right? That fear, that scare. And then the panic and the some people freeze, some people run. Some people that are choking will run away, you know? And the goal was something simple that scared parents can freak out and push it down and pull it up and suck it out. And, you know, 802 lives now of the 5,000, we're making progress. And it's, you know, people like you and Joe and the family here at ABC that get the word out. And we keep getting those lives saved. And you've seen pictures of the whole saves where, you know, there's 800 pictures on that wall.
Wow.
And you look at that wall, that's not a wall of people who are gone. That's people that would be gone, you know?
Well, that's why we made this point during our commercials, and you and I, that every school, every cafeteria, every restaurant should have a Lifeback. Every home. Every home should have a Lifeback. We've all got medicine in our house. Right, we've got a plunger for the damn toilet. How about a Lifeback?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you know, you're right. And what this day is about is that people don't realize how common it is. It's the fourth leading cause of accidental death.
The fourth leading cause?
Yeah. So you think in slips and falls, car accidents, poisonings, and then choking. Who knew that? I never knew
poisoning's
that.
Poisoning's not accidental, by the way. Trust me, Arthur.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's number one now. But the awareness, no, who knew, right? And we're sitting here talking, all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, my wife, right? And you talk about the fear and everything.
Yeah.
Anyone will have one of those stories because that's how common it is. And what we do is we get the word out there, make sure that people, yeah, get trained. But if you have a life hack, we don't have to have this. This morning, that 8-month-old baby would be gone.
Wow.
Right? That mother now is holding that 8-month baby, not burying him. Mm-hmm. And that's the gratitude I get when I know and I see that and I get that message. Thank God you saved my son's life.
Which has got to be amazing. I don't know what else in life is better than that. I really don't. So when you left the garage, where'd you make this thing in your garage?
Yeah.
So you make this thing, right? And you walk out of your garage. If I would have called you at that moment and said, hey, Artie, you're not going to believe this, but that thing you just made in the garage, that's going to be a national sensation. You're going to save lives every day. This is going to be like bigger than a tire. You would have said to me what?
I would have said, I think you're right. I don't know how I'm getting there. You know? I equate it to digging a tunnel where you don't know where you're going. You just keep digging.
Yeah.
And you know that eventually there's going to be a crack and there's going to be light.
Well, what was the crack? Well, when did it start to really take off this product?
When there's been like, I call them God winks, little moments along the way that said you're on the right path. The first save ever was a woman named Jackie.
Oh.
And I made it for my daughter, Jackie. And that took, we were about 5 years in before we saved our first life. And it was done by a nurse named Jackie. And I made it for my daughter, Jackie.
Oh, wow. So,
and she was actually in the UK. And we got the call. My daughter was in front of me. And I said, Jackie saved it. And I looked at Jackie and I said, Jackie just saved the life.
Oh, that chills just now.
Yeah. That's but crazy. That's kind of like if you made that call, those are the moments that kept
of
us
course.
Going.
So during that 5-year period, when you weren't selling, Did you think about, all right, this ain't going to work, I'm just going to stop doing
this? Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is when I got it to work for my daughter, I went out and I looked at the sky and I said, God, give me the strength. And as I said that, a shooting star went across the sky. Jeez. And I needed that because it was brutally difficult. Mm. You cannot prove it works. I made a medical product. I had no idea what I was doing. FDA regulations, testing, medical testing. I used it on cadavers myself. So it was very difficult to keep going. But because of that moment, it was kind of a no-brainer. I had to. The boss said, go do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the boss.
So
yeah,
I just kept going.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
No matter what happened, I just kept going.
Wow. So now you could only get this product online, right? We don't sell these yet in stores. And why not? Why not drugstores?
Well, I tried to keep the price as low as I could. It lasts forever. It's made in America. So it's very – there's not a lot of room for retail. Because,
3 words, by the way, made in America. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, now we're getting knocked off, you know. But, lifevac.net is the best and safest place to get it. Like I said, it lasts forever, covers your whole family. Use it. I give you a free one. I tried to make it as ethical and human as possible. You know, it wasn't a scam where you got to buy a new one every year and you make it a lot of money so you could pay off people to have it mandated.
Sure.
I just tried to do it right.
What is the lasting for one of these products? Does it last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years?
It lasts forever.
Forever. So you don't have to worry, like you just said, about buying a new one every year. No. It's good to go.
The business world didn't like the fact that it lasts forever. I give you a free one if you use it. It covers your entire family, and it's made in America. They want it made in China, expire every year, make one for kids, one for adults,
right.
You know? And I just said, no, I'm not doing it.
That's why you're pushing this product on Newsmax and Fox News, not CNN.
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, have they contacted you from people like CNN or MS? I mean, I'm sure they care about saving lives, too. Have they even contacted you about this?
Saving lives is non-political. But I got to admit that, you know, you guys and Newsmax and Fox have been our biggest advocates.
Right.
Because
we actually
do
care.
Yeah, you
do. They're all about politics.
Well, you look at...
They keep playing this video of this person stepping into a school yesterday.
Yeah.
And with a gun. They've shown the video 50 times. Why does anybody want to see that? We know what happened, right?
Well, you know, 4 kids died in school the last 2 months, nothing on the air. Right.
Right.
The people don't realize how often it happens if 4 kids had been through another different tragedy, it'd be all over the news.
Of course.
You choke to death, it just goes away.
It just goes away. Yeah, you never hear about that.
You, Brian, Joe, WABC, Fox, have all helped raise awareness.
That's
what today is.
That's and great.
I sat there once and I looked at across the table, you and Brian and Joe, and I said, what great people, right?
Thank
what great people. And It just warms my heart.
Look who he's talking about. I didn't do anything. I haven't saved one life yet.
Yeah,
Billy saved mine.
I doubt it. You probably have. You probably have.
People do say, like, oh, without you in the morning, I don't know what I would do. But, yeah. But in a practical way, you really have done this, and it's incredible. I'm really happy for you. Is there a time of year or a certain day or a date or a holiday where you notice that people buy these things? Like today, of course, is National Choking Awareness Day.
Yeah.
So that'll be a big deal. Any other day around the year that you find people buy it?
Yesterday, I had to tell a story, and it really gives me chills because I hadn't really known the details. It was the day after Christmas. Father choked. They were all relaxing, right? Christmas rush was over. He passed out. The life hack was still under the tree.
In a box.
The daughter had gotten it as a Christmas gift. Yeah.
Wow.
And you think, like, I could see my tree as a kid after Christmas and the paper everywhere and still yeah. some of the toys still under it. It was actually under the tree. And she pulled it out from under the tree and saved her dad. And that just ties into, you know, around Christmas, yes. Christmas baby showers. It ties in. But that visual, right, of, you know, the truck and the BB gun and the life vac under the tree, pulls it out, saves her dad.
You know, it reminds me, Lewis, of like Jimmy Stewart. Like, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, do you see that analogy?
Yeah.
So for people that want to get this product right now, today, right here, listening to you and I, lifevac.net, it's that simple, right?
Yeah, it's that simple. And, you know, we don't want to scare you, but it is a horrible thing. 8-month-old would have been gone.
Right.
So, you know, fire extinguisher analogy, consider it for your house. And,
right.
You know, your school, your restaurant, and special needs.
Everywhere. Should be everywhere.
Yeah, man.
Well, thank you. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love our friendship, and I'm happy to be involved with something like this. It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Having me on today means a lot, bud. And you just keep doing what you do, and I'm just proud to know you.
Me, too. I feel the same way. Congratulations,
right.
Arthur.
Cool.
802,
thanks.
Folks. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's give Arthur Lee and Lifevac a rousing round of applause.
Lifevac.
802. Thanks to Arthur Lee and Lifevac. Buy one today. Do yourself a favor. Go to lifevac.net and save a life today.